the support that I've had, you know, friends and family and clients that really believed in my work,
right,
and allowed me to take it to this level.
So you've been doing this all by yourself. You don't really get any help. You're the one that's doing it. If you're sick, you're sick. If you're not, you're not.
And, that's right.
And it's interesting that it's obviously a high-end business because the amount of customization that you do requires that. From an efficiency point of view, and I'm an efficiency guy, I see somebody who's doing art on a design table while they could be, quote, building somewhere else. But you have so much care and concern for the piece from start to finish. Doesn't seem like you found anybody that you can trust that will take on that same role.
No. Okay. Each piece that I design and do, I make it challenging on purpose. I push myself, you know, looking through my pieces, and if they were dated, right, you can see some kind of evolution of difficulty, I guess you could say, in manipulation of the wood, and I specialize in bending wood, so anything that you see that's bent or curved, I've bent it, so it's not only taking a solid chunk of wood and carving something out of it. It's taking it and doing what I want with it and allowing the grain to flow through the piece rather than, you know, stop at a joint. And it's also more, it's structurally stronger when you have the grain, you know, flow through a piece instead of having a joint there. So,
sure.
And in doing that, you have to build your own tools. You have to build jigs in order to do all this. So I have to build a prototype and a project before I can actually even get started building the piece.
You're a tool and die guy as well. A scientist, researcher. Wow. Okay.
Research. Yeah.
I got one more question about what's going on at home before we really get into oil. Now you got two businesses going on and you're obviously full fledged into this one. Plus you got, you're helping April get hers off the ground and running. How do you guys cope with all that at home? I mean, is there ever a break?
No. I think I've been on one or two vacations in my life, and
you were still looking at wood, I bet.
Yeah, you know, it's always on my mind. When I go to bed at night, when I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about you know, what process I'm going to be doing. Just designing, you know, whatever it may be. Teamwork, time management. I've got a great wife. I mean, she's been supportive. That's why I married her. I showed her some of my work, and she loved it, and I fell in love with her. And she's always been there for me, and you know, likewise me for her. And time management is really the key. You know, she has her chores, if you will, that have to get done with the business, and I have mine. Having Schlack Furniture Design is all my responsibility, so that it can get hard. There is I make a lot of sawdust, so you've got to leave time to clean it all up, and I'm a stickler for having things organized, so I'm constantly taking tools out, putting them away, you know, getting prepared for the next step. And it would be nice to have a little help doing that. But other than that, it's tough to bring somebody in. It's like a painter with an artist. You know, he's doing the painting. It's tough to kind of let somebody else come in and do the work. I love working with the wood as well. I mean, designing, working with it, engineering, the problem solving that goes into it. I probably enjoy that the most, running into problems and then finding an answer. That's a constant in what I do.
Right. Wow. Do you just wake up and go, gee, I'd like to try and bend some wood into a table or bend a chair into a certain way that I've never seen it before. How do you just, where do your ideas come from?
That's another trick question here for me, just because I purposely haven't studied furniture. Mm-hmm. I like it to come from within. Mm-hmm. I want to design furniture that's never been done before. So, I'll wake up and say, I wonder how I can make the wood do something it doesn't want to do. In my latest piece I'm working on now, and in pieces in the past, but this one is far beyond what I've even done in the past, with compound bending. So it's bent in two planes. This particular piece has two compound tapered curves meeting each other at a single point. And making all that work is time-consuming, and it taxes the brain at times. Mm-hmm. And then you multiply that times six because it has six legs, and bringing that all together right. on an oval so they're not hitting each spot at the same exact point as if it were a circle. It gets difficult at times, yeah.
All right, we have to take a break because I need my mind to just rest. All right, we're going to take a break, do the news, do the weather. We'll be back with Tom Schlack of Schlack Furniture after these messages. You're listening to Big C. Good morning, Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 40 people have been charged in a nationwide college admissions cheating scandal that involved paying up to $6 million to place their children in elite universities. That's according to court records that were revealed on Tuesday. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says parents cheated along with their kids, along with the mastermind of the scheme, William Singer.
Numerous parents paid Singer between $15,000 and $75,000 to have someone either take the exam for their child or to correct their child's answers afterward.
Ireland and France are the latest two countries to ground all Boeing 737 MAX jet airliners after the crash of an Ethiopian plane on Sunday. The two countries joined the United Kingdom, China, Australia, Indonesia, and Mexico after the 737 MAX crashed after takeoff in Ethiopia, killing all 157 passengers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
All remaining U.S. personnel are being pulled from the embassy in Venezuela. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Like the January 24th decision to withdraw all dependents that reduced the embassy staff to a minimum, this decision reflects the deteriorating situation in Venezuela. On Monday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo described the situation.
Over the past few days, Venezuelans have been thrown literally into darkness thanks to a massive electrical blackout. Patients awaiting treatment in hospitals are dying. Food is rotting. Telecommunications networks are entirely collapsing.
I'm John Clemens.
During a House hearing on Tuesday, Wells Fargo CEO Tim Sloan says customers can trust the banking giant. Wells Fargo is still trying to recover from a series of scandals in 2016 involving phantom bank accounts and unnecessary fees. Sloan was not the CEO at the time, and he says he's implemented a number of reforms at Wells Fargo. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The DNC recently announced they would be holding their convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now, is that a good idea or not, as Wisconsin was a battleground state in 2016 that President Trump won by just over 22,000 votes? I had a chance to sit down and chat with Victor Davis Hanson. Now, he's the author of a new book titled The Case for Trump. He's not sure if it's such a wise idea for the Democrats to head to Wisconsin.
I don't know if that's so wise by Mr. Perez, because what he's basically saying is I'm going to ostensibly go into the swing state country that will decide the 2020 election, and I'm going to showcase the Democratic Party. But that can be a double-edged sword. Right in the middle of Wisconsin, for four or five nights, people in that state and nearby Michigan and not that far away Ohio are going to see firsthand people get up on that stage and say, we have to have abortion all the way to infanticide. And they're going to say, we need reparations. They're going to say, we need to get rid of ICE. We need to cancel debt. We need Medicare for everybody. And they will say that. I'm not saying they're going to endorse everyone as a plank, but there's going to be. And then when somebody has a resolution about anti-Semitism or protection for Jewish interests or, you know, support for Israel, they'll do it. They'll boo. We know they'll boo, because that's what the party, where the party is. And that's going to be broadcast right in the middle of purple state America. So it might have been wiser to go somewhere else.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 40 people have been charged in a nationwide college admissions cheating scandal that involved paying up to $6 million to place their children in elite universities. That's according to court records that were revealed on Tuesday. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says parents cheated along with their kids, along with the mastermind of the scheme, William Singer.
Numerous parents paid Singer between $15,000 and $75,000 to have someone either take the exam for their child or to correct their child's answers afterward.
Ireland and France are the latest two countries to ground all Boeing 737 MAX jet airliners after the crash of an Ethiopian plane on Sunday. The two countries joined the United Kingdom, China, Australia, Indonesia, and Mexico after the 737 MAX crashed after takeoff in Ethiopia, killing all 157 passengers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
All remaining U.S. personnel are being pulled from the embassy in Venezuela. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Like the January 24th decision to withdraw all dependents that reduced the embassy staff to a minimum, this decision reflects the deteriorating situation in Venezuela. On Monday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo described the situation.
Over the past few days, Venezuelans have been thrown literally into darkness thanks to a massive electrical blackout. Patients awaiting treatment in hospitals are dying. Food is rotting. Telecommunications networks are entirely collapsing.
I'm John Clemens.
During a House hearing on Tuesday, Wells Fargo CEO Tim Sloan says customers can trust the banking giant. Wells Fargo is still trying to recover from a series of scandals in 2016 involving phantom bank accounts and unnecessary fees. Sloan was not the CEO at the time, and he says he's implemented a number of reforms at Wells Fargo. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The DNC recently announced they would be holding their convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now, is that a good idea or not, as Wisconsin was a battleground state in 2016 that President Trump won by just over 22,000 votes? I had a chance to sit down and chat with Victor Davis Hanson. Now, he's the author of a new book titled The Case for Trump. He's not sure if it's such a wise idea for the Democrats to head to Wisconsin.
I don't know if that's so wise by Mr. Perez, because what he's basically saying is I'm going to ostensibly go into the swing state country that will decide the 2020 election, and I'm going to showcase the Democratic Party. But that can be a double-edged sword. Right in the middle of Wisconsin, for four or five nights, people in that state and nearby Michigan and not that far away Ohio are going to see firsthand people get up on that stage and say, we have to have abortion all the way to infanticide. They're going to say, we need reparations. They're going to say, we need to get rid of ICE. We need to cancel debt. We need Medicare for everybody. And they will say that. I'm not saying they're going to endorse everyone as a plank, but there's going to be. And then when somebody has a resolution about anti-Semitism or protection for Jewish interests or, you know, support for Israel, they'll do it. They'll boo. We know they'll boo. Because that's what the party, where the party is, and that's going to be broadcast right in the middle of purple state America. So it might have been wiser to go somewhere else.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 40 people have been charged in a nationwide college admissions cheating scandal that involved paying up to $6 million to place their children in elite universities. That's according to court records that were revealed on Tuesday. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says parents cheated along with their kids, along with the mastermind of the scheme, William Singer.
Numerous parents paid Singer between $15,000 and $75,000 to have someone either take the exam for their child or to correct their child's answers afterward.
Ireland and France are the latest two countries to ground all Boeing 737 MAX jet airliners after the crash of an Ethiopian plane on Sunday. The two countries joined the United Kingdom, China, Australia, Indonesia, and Mexico after the 737 MAX crashed after takeoff in Ethiopia, killing all 157 passengers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
All remaining U.S. personnel are being pulled from the embassy in Venezuela. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Like the January 24th decision to withdraw all dependents that reduced the embassy staff to a minimum, this decision reflects the deteriorating situation in Venezuela. On Monday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo described the situation.
Over the past few days, Venezuelans have been thrown literally into darkness thanks to a massive electrical blackout. Patients awaiting treatment in hospitals are dying. Food is rotting. Telecommunications networks are entirely collapsing.
I'm John Clemens.
During a House hearing on Tuesday, Wells Fargo CEO Tim Sloan says customers can trust the banking giant.